Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and we'll be in conversation this evening with Alyssa Maynard from the nonprofit jazz organization, Jazz Vivace. Alyssa is a trombonist and musicologist and is also president of Jazz Vivace. Alyssa Maynard, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you so much for having me tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We love talking about jazz here on Around Cincinnati, and you've got something pretty cool to tell us about, don't you?
Yes, I'm the president of a new nonprofit organization called Jazz Vivace, and our mission is to promote jazz concerts in Cincinnati. We want to promote Cincinnati as an internationally ranked jazz city and feature internationally ranked jazz artists alongside our top local talent.
Funded by grants, donations, these types of things?
Yes, we believe that jazz should have public and private sponsorship the same way that we see classical music organizations have. And so we would like to provide a similar structure to sponsor jazz concerts in the Cincinnati area.
Now, there's an upcoming show that Jazz Vivace is sponsoring.
Yes, we are having New York City trombonist and arranger John Fedchak perform at Cafe Vivace in Walnut Hills on March 22nd at 8:30 p.m.
Who's going to be playing with John Fedchak?
Steve Schmidt, the local pianist, and Chris Berg on bass and Jim Leslie on drums.
Well, that should be a pretty happening event, huh?
Yeah, I think absolutely. For anyone who listens to jazz in Cincinnati, listening to this band with trombonist arranger John Fedchak will be a really exciting event to hear.
Yeah, I'm familiar with John Fedchak's work with Rosemary Clooney and a bunch of records that they did together for Concord Records. Pretty swinging, straight-ahead stuff. Really tasty. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about what's the idea behind Jazz Vivace? I know you talked a bit about international artists playing here in Cincinnati.
This year, for our 2019 concert series, we're focusing on bringing in jazz artists who have a connection to Ohio and a connection to Cincinnati to
really
demonstrate how Cincinnati positions as an international jazz city. John Fedchak was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and studied at Ohio State University. So he's somebody who has a strong Ohio connection and is very excited to come back to Cincinnati to perform for our local audience. Most people are aware that Cincinnati had a flagship jazz club for years, the Blue Wisp Jazz Club, which was a tour stop for famous jazz musicians to come through town. We have the Blue Wisp Big Band, which has been active for almost 40 years now, I believe. And we were home to John Von Ohlen as well. And also local musicians like Steve Schmidt, Jim Leslie, and so many other musicians who have an international reputation as great jazz artists.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about the jazz world. You know, if you're out there swimming in it on a professional level, you're going to eventually cross paths with almost everybody that we know about that bases themselves out of New York or Los Angeles. I know that I was just recently up in Detroit for a long weekend and came back and talked to a bunch of local guys I know, and they know guys up there and players up there. And it's just like everybody kind of knows everybody if you're out there in it.
Yes, it's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You're a trombonist and a musicologist.
Yeah, I completed my PhD in musicology at CCM just this past August, and I'm currently working on a book about big band from Detroit that was active in the 1920s and 30s. They had the unfortunate name McKinney's Cotton Pickers, but the arranger Don Redman, who became famous working with Fletcher Henderson, led that band for several years, and many musicians who revolved through the Duke Ellington Orchestra and the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra also worked with the McKinney Band.
Yeah, they were one of the great so-called regional touring groups, right?
Yes, absolutely. And they recorded over 50 sides for Victor Records, and they had a regular band remote date on WJR radio from like 1927 to 1930. They broadcast remotely from the Greystone Ballroom. And I love imagining dancers at the Greystone and people being able to listen to this live band on the radio in the late 1920s.
Are you still playing as a musician?
Yes, I play occasionally. Actually, I have the wonderful opportunity to sub with the Bluest Big Band on occasion, and I work with other musicians in town. I love getting to play with Brent on the occasion, and yeah, I'm playing a little bit.
So what is actually a PhD in musicology?
So we think about doing music history research and writing. This degree took me a little bit away from playing for a while, but I was interested in writing about music history. When you think about some of the books that you enjoy reading that talks about Charles Victor Moore.
Yeah, Wayne Kramer's autobiography.
Yeah, absolutely. Working with those kinds of materials to teach people about music history.
We've been in conversation with Alyssa Maynard, president of the nonprofit Jazz Vivace, and talking about the upcoming performance of trombonist John Fedchuk on March 22nd at Cafe Vivace on McMillan in Walnut Hills. More information about Jazz Vivace can be found at our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. Alyssa Maynard, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me, Ron.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito.